I would pick it every off day. That's where I would go, and my baby would go with me because he was 5 years old. We would go up there and we'd spend all our time there. Even though we lost the marina, that's where I always pick it. And it just, you know, things begin to happen in my mind. I begin to see that we had lost all these hotels. And if I got active, if I did what I could, you know, maybe this wouldn't happen. And I was thinking about what I could do. But it had to take all of us to stop what was going on in this town. We didn't stop it in 84, 85, 86, 87, but we began to work on it. We began to work on it. And some of those places that we lost in 84, we have gotten them back today. But it's because of the hard work that I did and many other union members. And at this particular time, I had no idea I would be the president of the Culinary Union. If anybody had told me that, I'd have said, "You nuts, get out of my face." But I did it because by this time, I'm a single mother with all those babies. And I needed that union salary, and I needed the health and welfare. The pension, I didn't think too much about that, but that health and welfare, I did. And that's where I was focused at this particular time.
Okay, so when that strike was over, what did you do about those feelings that you had begun to have?
I got involved. I didn't sit there in the hotel. I came down here. I got involved to see what I could do and to see what I could. And what I could do was right there at my hotel. And that was to talk to the girls about the union and to get them hopefully feeling like I was feeling. And this was like in 88, early part 89. And by this time, it was contract time for the Maxim. And so I told the girls, I said, "Look, we really got to get this thing together." I said, "Because if we don't, we're not going to get no contract." And they said, "Oh, we'll get a contract," because the Maxim had always, you know, did they thought was the right thing. And I would tell them, I would say, "This company is like any other company. The right thing for them is the dollar." I said, "They are not thinking about the workers." And, you know, that's just how I felt. And so I said, "We got to get ourselves together." I said, "We got to get together. If we don't, we're going to lose." And then they put an organizer out there. Roxanne came out there, and she began to talk to us and talk to us about the things we need to do. And to me, she was on the job too much. That's what I thought. She is here too much. But she wasn't there enough. Today, I know she wasn't there enough because, you know, it would take that much time to get people's focus in on what they need to do for the union. But when we really got to negotiating with the Maxim Hotel, there were one of the head guys, he was the comptroller, and he would always tell me, because he saw in me what I didn't really see in myself. He saw that I was a leader, and I didn't feel like I was a leader. I felt like I was just doing the right thing. And he would always tell me, "We'll have a contract by a certain date." When that date came and we didn't have the contract, I'd go back to him. He said, "Well, we'll have it by this date." And so when we got in negotiations, and he said, "Well, I tell you what, I want to hear from my workers." And he says this to the negotiator. And he called himself on different ones to speak. And he said, "I want to see what Hattie got to say." And you know, out of the clear blue, Hattie said too much. I said, "You lied to me 4 times. And I told him what times that he had lied. And after I said that, you know, a little fear come in. Here I am telling this man that he is my boss and he signs my check that he lying, you know. And I said, "We need a contract." I said, "We have to have a contract, you know." And so everybody got so quiet. They got real quiet around that table. And so I said, "Dorothy," went to my friend. I said, "Dorothy, I say, I'm in big trouble, huh?" She said, "No, just gone. So you just told the truth. So you told what he said, and he hadn't did what he said, so he lied, not you." And so I finally got over that, but it took me a couple of weeks, you know, to get over that.